Blog Talk Radio.
About how you can protect your skin from the sun's UV rays. But before I get into that, I am your host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Coach Jessie. This weekly broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I'm going to share with you what I've come to know and learn so many years ago, that no one diet is perfect for everyone. You've heard the saying before, what's good for the goose is not good for the gander. And as in the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. Love that quote, quoted weekly. I've been quoting it for years and I'll continue to quote it. All right, moving on to today's topic, UV fighting foods for sun protection. So what damages skin cells, the DNA? First of all, the reason why I'm talking about this is because we're in the month of July. I don't know about you, but I'm hot. Where I am, it is very, very hot. We've had some very steamy days. This is like day four, honestly. When I watched the forecast last week, I was like, okay, Wednesday we're going to get some relief. Doesn't look like we're going to get any relief until probably Saturday. The heat wave has been extended. So, yes, indeed, we are experiencing above 90 degrees with real field temperatures in the hundreds, above 100, I should say. And so it's hot. So we know that we need to protect our skin. But as opposed to just slathering on the next best, as advertised, commercial sunscreen, we can do things internally to help our skin fight off the rays, the sun's rays. So how can we increase our skin's defenses? We can eat sunscreen foods. What in the world are sunscreen foods? Exactly what I just said. Foods that will help you combat the rays from the sun and prevent skin damage. So topical sunscreens are one way to protect the skin from UV damage, but it's not the only thing. They do not only provide complete protection. Many sunscreens contain harmful chemicals that can actually increase your risk of cancer. They increase your risk of cancer. I'm going to repeat that again. The chemicals in some of these sunscreens contain ingredients, that's the word I'm looking for, that will increase your risk of cancer. There's even some concern over the safety of natural mineral sunscreens. Fortunately, you can increase your skin's defenses against the sun in a safe way by eating certain foods. That's the sunscreen foods. They contain antioxidants that neutralize the effects of UV rays. They prevent the skin's damage. Preventing the skin's damage, and also it can actually help repair the existing skin damage. So if you're already experiencing skin damage, it can help repair it. That's what antioxidants do. Let me give you an example of oxidation. Cut a potato or cut an apple and let it sit on your countertop for a few minutes. You'll see that it begins to get brown, and that's called oxidation. So that's what happens to the skin. It becomes damaged. It becomes oxidized. And so what we can do to prevent that is eat these sunscreen foods that will help our skin from being damaged. And, you know, not just for the sun, but we're talking about the sun because this is July, which is UV Safety Month. And we also want to make sure that we protect the skin that we're in. We've only got one. It's the largest organ that we have, so we need to protect it for years on end. So by eating the right foods, these right foods that I'm going to share with you in a moment, you can look younger. Don't we all want to do that? I'm telling you. Botox has nothing on these foods, I'm telling you. So we can actually look younger. We can also have healthier skin. Don't we all want to do that, have healthy skin? We want to have healthy everything. I don't know of many people that don't want to be healthy. I know of many people that don't do anything to be healthy, but I don't know many who don't want to be healthy. They just refuse to take the proper steps or precautions to maintain a healthy lifestyle. It's too much work for them. They don't have the willpower or the stick-to-itiveness. Yeah, that's a made-up word. I didn't make it up, but it is a made-up word. They don't have the stick-to-itiveness to carry on a lifestyle that will give them longevity and health and vitality. Did I just say vitality? Oh, Lord help. It's Wednesday. Someday. All right, middle of the week. Here we go. Vitality. I know the word. So let's just get into these foods, and I'm going to share about three of them with you today. Once again, there is a link on this broadcast page if you want to get all of these foods, and I'm going to share five of them with you. You've got to subscribe to my newsletter. Simple. Give you also in recipes and everything on my newsletter. So just sign up. There's a link on this broadcast page. Okay, so the first food, it's the top food to eat to protect your skin is green tea. Or I should say the top foods to eat and or drink, because we don't eat green tea. All right, so green tea, it's rich in polyphenols. Polyphenols are potent antioxidants. I just, you know, gave you a whole exam or display or visual on what oxidation is. So green tea has polyphenols, which are potent antioxidants, which are very strong, very rich, very good for you. Research has shown that people who drink green tea have less skin color changes after sun exposure. You hear that? So get your green tea on. I was saying it's too hot for hot tea. Make it cool. Steep the tea and make it cool. And make yourself your homemade iced tea. I do that all the time. So, yes, I believe that it's too hot to drink hot liquids, but I do make my tea and let it cool, and then that's considered my iced tea. Au naturel, DIY. Okay, so you'll see that you'll have less skin color changes after sun exposure. What green tea does also, it softens the skin. It gives you better skin elasticity and better blood flow to the skin versus people who do not drink green tea at all. So you'll have one up on those who don't, basically. Actually, maybe more like four up, because I just mentioned four things that it does to your skin. Drink at least a cup of green tea a day to get skin protection benefits. One cup a day, I think you can do that. I think we all can do that, right? One cup of green tea. Make sure, this is just a side note, make sure that your tea is organic. And the reason why I say that is because non-organic foods, or teas in particular that I'm talking about right now, are sprayed with pesticides, and then you happen to steep that and then drink it. So imagine what it's doing to your body. So you don't want to consume teas that are not organic. Get yourself some organic tea for a few cents more per bag, per tea bag, if that's what you're looking at. It's not that much money. I can get a whole pack of green tea at my local supermarket for like $2. You know, and I'm talking about bags of tea. It's not like two tea bags. It's not like a dollar a tea bag. You know, so it's a whole box. $2. Actually, It depends on the size of the box. If I get the largest box, which are more than 100, I think it's about 100, probably 100. It's probably like $5. And that is not a lot of money, folks. So do your body some justice and get yourself some green tea. All right, here's the next top food to eat to protect your skin. Tomato paste. Tomatoes, and listen, the debate is out about tomatoes. Oh, my goodness. The lectins and the this and the that, and it may cause arthritis. And listen, my ancestors ate tomatoes. They still, my family members overseas still eat tomatoes. I don't see much of an arthritis problem or a health problem as far as the tomatoes are concerned, eating tomatoes. It's a balance in your diet. You don't want to only eat tomatoes. Some people say take the skin off of the tomatoes, take the seeds out of the tomatoes. Listen, folks, eat the tomato. Make sure it's organic so it's not sprayed with 100 pesticides. And if it's not, do yourself a vegetable soak for your fruits and vegetables. Make sure all of the sprays, the pesticides, fungicides, herbicides that they've sprayed it with, do your best to get most of it off if you can. The thinner the skin of the fruit or vegetable, the more chemicals that will seep into the skin. And so you want to make sure you get organic so that you know they're not sprayed with all these chemicals, so that does not do more damage than good to your body. So tomatoes are rich in lycopene. And lycopene is a phytonutrient that gives tomatoes their bright red color. This phytonutrient protects tomatoes from shriveling up under the sun while on the vine. Have you noticed that? It doesn't shrivel up while the sun is beating down on it, right? And it also protects human skin from UV damage. So think about it that way. What does a tomato look like when it's out on the vine? You can get lycopene from eating raw tomatoes, but you get a higher concentration of it by eating tomato paste. Or in my studies, cook the tomato. Cook it, you get more lycopene, which, by the way, is very good for your eyes, good for your eyesight. Okay, research has found that people who eat 5 tablespoons of tomato paste a day have 33% increased protection from the sun versus people who do not eat tomato paste at all. Eat all natural ketchup and spaghetti sauce, both of which commonly contain tomato paste, to get your daily intake of lycopene. You can also take lycopene supplements found in health food stores to boost your daily intake. So, in a nutshell, make sure you do one of two things. You can eat the tomato paste, make sure it's all natural. And you can also cook the tomatoes, which is brings up the lycopene, which on a side note is very good for your eyesight. So once again, the debate is out on tomatoes, but I still eat tomatoes. I haven't noticed any adverse reactions. This is something that maybe I would have to go and get an extensive blood test on to find out what, which I have gotten blood work done, and that's not one of the things that they said I need to take out of my diet. But once again, everyone is different. Everybody is different. Body, you're in, like your body that God has made, your body. Everybody is different. So you may react to tomatoes differently. I know some people who are allergic to tomatoes. They can't have ketchup. They can't have anything, spaghetti sauce or anything like that, because they're allergic to it. So once again, you have to do what's right for your body. Okay, moving on to the next food that will protect your skin. It's a berry. Can you guess which one it is? Raspberries. Did you guess that? UV exposure causes the production of MMP. And that's matrix metalloproteinase. Metalloproteinase, that's what it is. Matrix metalloproteinase enzymes, MMP. It's probably easier to say MMP or double MP. This breaks down collagen in the skin, leading to wrinkles, skin roughness, and a reduction of skin elasticity. Raspberries contain an antioxidant called ellagic acid, which blocks the production of MMP enzymes. Raspberries also are rich in vitamin C, just like strawberries, by the way. This helps fight off DNA damage to skin cells. Researchers have found that people who consume raspberries have less wrinkles, softer skin, and firmer skin than people who don't consume raspberries at all. Now, I'll be the first to admit, I do not eat as many raspberries as I do strawberries. But once again, for purposes of this broadcast, I'm talking to you about those foods that can combat the UV rays or eliminate them or help eliminate them from damaging your skin. And raspberries is one of them. An added benefit of raspberries is that the hyaluronic acid and vitamin C content also helps reduce the chances of cataracts forming in the eyes. So think about that. As well as tomatoes, the lycopene. When you cook it, you have more lycopene. It's good for your eyesight. So it is with raspberries. Ellagic acid, vitamin C, helps reduce chances of cataracts in the eyes, of course. Isn't that wonderful? Are you learning anything today? This is wonderful. This is great news. This is something that helps us in everything that we do. Just make sure that you're getting the right foods. Side note again, it's important that your berries be organic for the most part. If you can afford it, you know it's best for you. Now we're in the berry season, especially the strawberry season. They're so much less expensive, or they're cheaper, if you want to go that route, than they were when they're not in season, when they're not in season, because now it's the season for berries, basically. The season is tapering off, but you can still find organic berries in your farmer, you know, at your farmer's market or at your local supermarket. Wherever you get your produce, you'll find that the prices of the berries are way less expensive than they were probably 5 months ago. Because January and February is not berry season. So they're going to be more expensive. And it's also very good as well to eat according to the season. We know that if you were in, well, I live in the northeast of the United States of America. Don't grow that many things here, but we get a lot of things imported to us, of course. And so the challenge with that is, if you eat it all year round, what happens is you're just force ripening, and it's not natural because it doesn't grow as much in the country or the origin of that fruit or vegetable that is coming in. So when we try to eat watermelon in December, it's not going to taste the same. It's not going to be the same because December is not the season for watermelons. You've got to eat according to the season. So right now, like I said before, berries are in season. So you'll find that they're way less expensive now than they were 5 or 6 months ago. So just make sure that you're getting them organic. And the reason for that is, I mentioned it before, I'll mention it again, is that a berry's skin is very thin. So it's very porous. So when you do not purchase or consume, I should say, fruits and vegetables, or I should say the berries, we're talking about berries here, that are non-organic. They've been sprayed so many times with pesticides. And so this just allows them to, that's a farmer who has the non-organic farm, to grow more and at a faster rate. And also, I believe it grows larger in some instances. But it does not make it healthier, and it does not make it sweeter. I've done taste tests with non-organic foods and organic foods, mainly fruits. And the difference I taste, and as well as my family members, I did this experiment years ago with my husband, an organic apple and a non-organic apple, and hands down, the organic apple won, of course. It was crisper, it was juicier, it was sweeter. And so you have that with your organic foods. I'm going to stop here. And if you want the other two foods that will protect your skin from UV rays. Like I said before, subscribe to my newsletter, and I'll give that to you. You'll find it in today's newsletter. So moving on to Wednesday's words, it's the summer months, and I try to keep my broadcasts abridged. And in the month of August, you will find that you can visit the archives of my broadcasts. And moving on to Wednesday's word, it comes to us from Joyce Meyer Ministries. Do things God's way. Do things God's way. It comes from her resource of Power Thoughts, and it's adapted from Power Thoughts. So here it is. In today's scripture, after a long night of not catching any fish, Jesus tells Peter to try one more time. What Jesus told Peter to do probably didn't make any sense to him, and I doubt that he felt like doing it, but he still did what Jesus said, and he received what was probably the biggest catch of his fishing career. Like Peter, being led by your thoughts, ideas, and emotions won't bring in a big catch. But when you do what God says quickly, whether it makes any sense to you or not, your blessings will amaze you. And here is a prayer starter that I'm going to read for you, according to Joyce Meyer Ministries. Father, please help me to trust your voice over everyone else's, including mine. Thank you for giving me the grace to follow your directions when they don't make sense, and for the blessings that are coming. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, folks, have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. I'm just looking forward to what God has in store for me for the rest of the year. We are more than halfway in. Folks, it's been a very challenging year for some, I'm sure. For us, indeed. 2020 is a year of vision, basically, and I hope some of us awoke. I really do. Also, what I will say is you've got to develop a prayer lifestyle if you haven't already. If you don't know, I'll tell you. I'm a born-again Christian and proud of it. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I know that these are trying times that we're in. We are in the last days meaning God's return is near. Jesus' return is near to this earth. We've seen so many things transpire on the face of the planet, but nothing like what we've been experiencing for the past 4 months. In the month of March, some people called it March Madness. Indeed, it was mad the way it started. And so much has transpired since then. And we're still in the middle of the pandemic. Pandemic, of course, because it's worldwide. But here in the United States, we're finding a resurgence of this coronavirus. So help us, Lord, to be vigilant and keep our eyes open to the signs of the times. If you haven't already noticed, this is different. It's totally different from what we've ever experienced. So I just want to say to you, be aware and don't take anything for granted. God is real, and we understand that we need him in everything that we encounter to take us and bring us through what we're going through right now. So if you're facing trying times, look up. Look up. Your redemption draws nigh. And indeed, this is a time to just sit and reflect on what has transpired in the past 4 months and what's coming in the next five. We're going to be facing an election in the month of November, and whether for or against whoever you're going to vote for, it's definitely going to be different. This time is more different than ever, I feel. That's what I feel. So once again, on that note, I'm just going to say goodbye for now until next week. I'd love to hear from you on all social media. I am there pretty much on all of them. Not all, not like the young ones, not like the TikTok. And I'm not on that. I don't talk and tick and tock. I don't do that. But indeed, you'll find me on most of the other social media platforms. You'll either find me at my full name, Jessie Blair Myrie, or Holy Living, or you'll also find me as The Vision Voice. All right, so have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Until next week, God bless you, and bye-bye. Stay cool, stay safe.